Ahead of him, someone darted out of the shadows into the empty plaza and set a mini-drone on the ground. Joe lurched to a stop at the edge of the plaza. He was hyper-aware of his surroundings as the drone zipped upward 5 meters. It hovered facing the square, and beneath it, in the shadows under the arches surrounding the center, he made out the darker silhouettes of people. Many people. Protesters surged into the plaza. Backtracking out of the plaza, Joe ducked down an unlit path to the right that would allow him to avoid the protest. Colored reflections lit the trees in front of him, and without looking back, he imagined messages flickering over their clothing. The staccato sound of their chanted slogans filled his ears. He sprinted, his lungs laboring, as above him, over a dozen hovercraft zoomed toward the plaza. A moment later, light from behind him illuminated his way. Joe glanced back. Searchlights lanced the ground. A roaring hiss that sounded like water forced through a fire hose came next, followed by a bellowed command from one of the craft. "This will be your last protest," it boomed, and the vibration echoed in his chest. "Put your hands up now, and we will not use force against you."
Peyton was ready for them. It's hard to keep anything a secret, especially from the police. It's even harder to cover your tracks. Will they get away this time?